And I will very briefly, just because I realise time is particularly tight for the GB with the service this afternoon. Just want to leave a couple of wee points very quickly with you here. Life is very busy, and seems to be that the older you get, the busier it seems to become. If you're married and life is busy, then you have children, and then you wonder when your children are so busy then what you spent your time doing before you had children. Or if you get a wee bit older, you're working and then you retire. And after you retire, you're so busy you wonder how you had ever time to do any work. Life just seems to get busier and busier. And the passage we're looking at here of Mary and Martha, it is very, very busy. It's about busyness. First thing we notice here is Martha's service. She offers hospitality in verse 38 to Jesus. Jesus came to this home often, and Jesus really valued the presence and the love and the kindness that Martha showed to him. And in this story, she's very busy getting a meal ready for him. So that's Martha's service, and real significance comes from doing that. The second thing we see in this passage is Mary's devotion in verse 39. Martha's busy getting things ready, but Mary sits at Jesus' feet. Mary was devoted to the Lord Jesus. In John 12, we read of her at Jesus' feet again, this time anointing his feet with perfume, which cost a year's wages, and she washed his feet with her hair. But the greatest devotion she showed to Jesus was indeed listening to him. We need to realize the greatest thing we can ever do for Jesus is to listen to him, through his word and private devotions, through public worship. The third thing we see in this story is Martha's frustration in verse 40. She came and Tim has asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." Do you have sympathy with Martha in this situation? She's so busy. And Mary's just, as she sees it, just sitting, doing nothing, listening to Jesus. I certainly have a lot of sympathy with Martha. And very frustrating if you're very busy. Then others seem to be doing very little. So coming to this area, there's different words I've learned. Words like Bruegel or Chuck and things like that. Your words you use up here. But there's an expression I learned up here that I'd never heard before. As lazy as shuck water. I've never heard that before. And sometimes you'd be so busy and there's others just seem to be as lazy as shuck water. Don't want to be bothered and do anything. In the church, there's a 80-20 rule. 80% of the giving is done by 20% of the people. And 80% of the work is done by 20% of the people. And it shouldn't be that way. We should be busy. We should be serving. And that's very important, to serve and to serve in practical ways. And we would expect Jesus to respond to what Martha is saying by saying to Mary, "Get up, you lazy article, you go and do something." But that's not what Jesus did. Comes to our final point, which is Jesus' rebuke. Listen to this. He says, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Jesus repeating Martha's name, Martha, Martha. That's a term of affection in those days. He really loves her. He really cares about her. He's really concerned about her. And he sees that she's in real danger. She's so busy worrying about getting a meal ready for Jesus and probably going the extra mile. She hasn't got any time to enjoy Jesus. I have said we need to be busy, we need to be serving, we're not to be as lazy as shuck water in our own homes or in the life of the church. But we can be too busy at times that we miss the most important thing. Mary talked about it, your devotional life, listening to Jesus. And when Jesus says here there's only one thing is needed and Mary has chosen it, that's not a mandate for laziness. It's a crucial guide as to what's most important in life. Let me mention some reasons as to why busyness is so dangerous. The first thing is this: busyness does not make us right with God. Matthew 7, Jesus spoke about people who were said, we did this, we did that, we did the other thing for you, and he says, I never knew you. Busyness does not make you right with God. You don't earn your way into God's good book. The second thing is that busyness, boys, you want to put those points up, busyness can lead to pride, which is so dangerous for the soul. We think of the Pharisee and the tax collector. The Pharisee talked about all the wonderful things he had done, thinking it made him right with God. Thirdly, busyness can lead to harmful stress. Martha was stressed out, which was damaging her relationship with her sister and even with the Lord. Busyness can lead to stress, which harms relationships, which harms health. And fourthly, busyness can mean not having time for that which is most important. Time for the Lord. What's the answer to dangerous busyness? See the next slide. And the first thing is we need to consider what is most important, both spiritually and eternally. We need to sit down and think, what is most important in life? Is it all these busy things that I'm up to my eyes in, or is it spending time alone with the Lord? If we believe I am able, we will be busy just doing things. If we believe that God is able, we will be busy waiting on Him, seeking His power, His grace. Secondly, consider where your priorities and your use of time are wrong. We need to take time to take stock. Go through your normal day, go through your normal week, and ask yourself, where are you spending time and wasting time in things which are not important, and therefore failing to do what is most important? Thirdly, make a plan to have time for that which is most important. Plan your day, plan your week with these priorities in mind. Your first priority is time with the Lord, daily and also weekly in the church, Bible study and prayer meeting. Plan yourself that those things take priority. Secondly, time indeed for your family. It's the second priority. And then time to serve comes after that. We need to plan these things. Otherwise, the most important will be pushed out. Listen, we think, I'm so busy. My father used the expression, the good Lord who made time made plenty of it. At the end of Jesus' life, he said, his father, I have done everything that you've called me to do. Yes, if you're working, if you're studying, there's certain times you have to be at school, there's certain times you have to be at workplace. But take the time outside of that and ask yourself, what do I need to do? How do I need to spend my time? Do I really believe that what Mary did was most important? Is spending time with the Lord most important? Fourthly, pray, pray, pray for grace to be disciplined in your use of time. Pray that you'll be disciplined saying no to things, even saying no to good things, in order to spend time for what is best. Time with the Lord. And we have to believe that when we wait upon the Lord, we get His strength, we get His grace, the rest of our time will be more productive. We can run like headless chickens around, busy, 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 and try and squeeze in a wee bit of time with the Lord, a wee prayer here and a wee reading there. That's not the way to live. So Martin Luther used to say, I have so much to do today, I have to spend at least 3 hours alone with the Lord. In other words, he got his strength. He got his power. I'm not saying you have to spend 3 hours. The Bible doesn't say so. But he got his power. He got his strength in that time alone with the Lord. And then he was more productive for time and eternity. And fifthly, review regularly how you're getting on. This is a battle. This isn't something that's won in overnight. You have to go back and think, how am I doing? If your husband and wife are Christians, talk about this together. How are you getting on? Every week, every Sabbath day, review how you're doing. Every month, take time to think, am I really getting my priorities right? Are you a Martha or are you a Mary? My mother's called Martha. Her sister is called Mary. And their brother is called Jack.
an album.
We all need a bit of a Martha and a Mary. My mum is a Martha. She's a very practical lady. And my aunt is more like a Mary. But we need to be Marthas. We need to be busy doing things. But this is the key thing. You start by being a Mary. Getting that time alone with the Lord. And then feed in Him. Get the Lord in the right place in your life. Be committed about that. And then the rest will fall into place. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these other things will be added to you. We're going to close in prayer. We'll not sing the final hymn. And after I close in prayer, I could ask that indeed that for those who are going to the GB service, the girls and their families, if the rest of the folk would remain seated for a minute or two and let those folk leave, and then the rest can follow after that. Okay, let's have a word of prayer together. Father, we want to thank you for today and all that we have heard from the ladies. All that we have heard, oh God, about how you are able. And just bless all the ladies who have been involved. And Father, just help us all. That indeed we would be like Mary. Help us, Father, to be those who see that the most important thing we do, Jesus says, is to listen to Him. Father, we're all busy. But Father, we can choose how we use our times. May we make those decisions. Give us grace to be determined about this. To have Christ in the right place in our lives. To seek Him first. To put Him at the very center. Father, as we would go our separate ways, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.